A bill that would ban transgender girls and women from playing on female sports teams in middle, high school, and college is on the desk of Governor Roy Cooper. Republicans passed the bill by a veto-proof margin, meaning it's likely to become law. At least 20 other states have passed similar bans, and some are now facing legal challenges. But as WFAE's Nick Della Canal reports, for all the national firestorm around trans athletes in women's sports, they're actually a small group.
Maddie Jennifer has played a lot of sports growing up, basketball, t-ball, softball, gymnastics, but she's never dominated the competition.
No.
Jennifer is 16 and trans. She's a rising junior in Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools.
In seventh grade when I did softball, I didn't even play in any games because I was so bad. Like, I had no advantage over anybody on that team.
A few weeks ago, she tried out for her school's co-ed cheerleading team and worries she might not make it. She also wants to try out for softball next fall, and for a pretty simple reason.
To be with my friends. I'm just trying to make friends and live my life and just have some fun.
But she would be barred from girls' softball under a bill passed last month by the Republican-dominated General Assembly. Jennifer is caught up in a political battle that's stretched from high school gyms to professional leagues. Trans advocates say their opponents are stirring up public sentiment against a tiny and vulnerable group of young people. But supporters of bans in North Carolina and beyond say such legislation is needed to protect fairness, safety, and opportunity in women's sports. In an April press conference, former UNC women's basketball coach Sylvia Hatchell said trans women can have advantages gained in male puberty, and their inclusion could undermine hard-fought Title IX protections guaranteeing equal athletic opportunities for women.
The purpose of Title IX was to make sports fair and equal. Females having to compete against transgenders is not fair and equal. Is there a place for transgenders in sports? Yes, there is, but it's a separate category.
Supporters have tended to focus on competitive sports at the high school and college level. That includes former University of Tennessee swimmer Riley Gaines, who tied for fifth last year in a 200 freestyle race with trans swimmer Leah Thomas, who won the 500-yard freestyle at the NCAAs after being average on the men's team. Gaines traveled to North Carolina in April to urge the bill's passage.
It's simply unacceptable, and the integrity of women's sports is lost. And that is why I implore you to please pass legislation that preserves women's athletic opportunities at all levels.
Bill supporters also say transgender inclusion could pose a safety risk. A North Carolina high schooler, Peyton McNabb, told lawmakers she was knocked unconscious during a volleyball game in Cherokee County last year when a trans girl spiked a ball that hit her in the face.
I suffered from a concussion and neck injury that to this day I'm still recovering from.
McNabb said she still has impaired vision, partial paralysis, headaches, depression, and difficulty learning.
I may be the first to come before you with an injury, but if this doesn't pass, I won't be the last.
The player who spiked the ball didn't respond to an interview request. But for all the sound and fury, very few trans students are involved in school sports. The North Carolina High School Athletic Association says in the past 4 years, 16 trans boys and 2 trans girls have asked for waivers to play on teams matching their identity. Commissioner Q Tucker says a panel reviews the requests and considers the students' age, medications they're taking, their requested sport, and statements from the student's doctor, parents, friends, or teachers affirming the student's identity.
This is not something that the student woke up this morning and said, let's go down to the school and do this.
All but 2 requests have been approved. One was incomplete, and the other was denied for unspecified reasons. A former volleyball coach herself, Tucker says it was unfortunate that a student was injured while playing volleyball against a trans student last year.
I feel bad for all parties in that case. I never want a student athlete to be injured, regardless of whether it's a trans student or not.
Tucker has seen video of the play and says the player who spiked the ball should have aimed away from others, and the student who was hit could have better positioned herself to respond. She also said the transgender student had played volleyball for 4 years with no other incidents.
It was unfortunate, one, that someone was injured, and two, it's unfortunate that a person who had become a senior and had played their entire high school career without any major incident, without any real media hoopla, had to finish the career in that manner.
Tucker says she thinks the bill will have a negative impact on trans students, but she also respects Republican lawmakers' views. She says the association won't fight the law if it passes. Maddie Jennifer, the rising high school junior in Chapel Hill, says if she's banned from playing girls softball, she thinks she'll be okay.
Softball isn't my life. Like, I'm not a huge sports person, but there are people out there who, like, women's lacrosse is their, like, what they've worked for their whole life. And, like, how are they going to feel when you just take that away from them?
The bill won't entirely keep her out of high school sports, though. She can still have a spot on the cheerleading team, which is co-ed. For WFAE News, I'm Nick Delacanal.